This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 11. 3 ways to keep your engine running during the IELTS. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll find out why some students lose focus quickly on the IELTS and why others can pay attention all day to get the score they need.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Jessica. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I got my bike ride in today. I feel like I have energy. I feel great.
Oh, energy is a very important topic. And I think that's what we're going to talk about today, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think some students are worried about just not making it through the whole test day. It's a long day. You know, yeah. I don't blame them for being worried. It's kind of daunting when you think about the schedule. And I think someone wrote to you with that specific question, right?
Yeah. And I can really understand how students feel because when I'm nervous, I lose energy really fast, right? Do you notice that?
Yeah, totally. Well, your body uses a lot of energy when it's nervous.
It's
tiring. It's like when you drive for a long time, and it doesn't sound like that should be tiring because you're just sitting there, but you're using energy because you're focusing and you're paying attention and you're, you know, like on edge or like on point for so long that it saps your energy.
It saps your energy. It can be so, so intense. And, you know, so the question that we got from one of our listeners here that we want to try to answer for that listener today, because I think a lot of our listeners must be feeling this, is this listener was wondering how she can actually maintain energy throughout the entire test, because she's worried that she's going to put a lot of focus into just very specific sections of the test. And at the end, there's going to be nothing left.
Yeah, right. And the test does get progressively harder in each section. So, you know, you need your energy for those last questions because those are going to be the most difficult. So this is a really good topic. And I think this goes back to one of our themes of being able to control the things in your power. The advice that we're going to talk about today, these are things that you can control and plan ahead for to help you on test day. So, I think the first thing, which, you know, to me seems logical, but I'm not sure if it is for everybody. Not everybody grew up with my mom, feeding me all the time.
Your mom.
but breakfast. Breakfast is so important.
This is huge, most important. Well, actually, you know, it's really interesting because I remember traveling abroad and seeing that not everyone eats the same kind of breakfast. But I'm going to argue for,
True.
we here are going to argue for a big breakfast today. I know a lot of you guys might feel sick when you wake up in the morning and you don't want to eat a lot in the morning, but it is really, really important to eat some kind of protein that's going to be a slow release, right? We're getting very technical into nutrition here.
but you should think about that balance, though. You need to have the carbohydrate, something like toast or oatmeal, something that's going to make you feel full and give you energy, but then balanced with protein like eggs or cheese that will make you feel full for a longer time. So you don't feel hungry later during the test because that would be distracting. But also to keep you going until lunchtime, you know, like through the whole morning.
Totally. I mean, my go-to breakfast and what I eat still every morning to stay in shape and to keep my mind focused all day is good old oatmeal, of course.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my gosh,
I love oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Yeah, oatmeal, some almond milk.
Almond milk, maybe some nuts, some almonds on top or something, some fruit. So guys, give yourself, as Jessica said, You know, these are the things that we can control. A lot of things we can't control when we get into the test. So let's take advantage of the things that we can control and get a good breakfast. On the speaking section of the IELTS exam, one of the four things that the examiner is looking for is fluency and coherence. But what does that actually mean? And what words should you avoid to get a high score on this section? Find out now for free if you go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/evaluation. And you can download your cheat sheet for free.
Exactly. This is, you know, it's part of being proactive, part of like you're holding up your end to do the best that you can. And this is something that will make you feel, you know, prepared and confident and just to know that you've done your best. Right. And that's what helps bring the confidence throughout the day. So, So breakfast. And then what you should bring with you to the test, water, a very basic, necessary thing.
Most basic thing that the body needs is water. Don't forget. Yeah. Jessica, what was the rule that I heard a few episodes back regarding labels on water bottles?
Yeah. I know. I actually just listened to that episode recently and I chuckled because I realized how funny that sounds to most people outside the IELTS world. But yeah, you aren't allowed to bring a water bottle in with a label on it because I don't know, you might like write some cheating things on there, which isn't possible. Like you don't know what's
would
on
you write?
Test.
I mean,
I know. I have no idea. But you know, anyway, that's the rule. So, make sure to have a water bottle, but just tear the label off, you know, and you're fine. But please bring some water
bring
in with
water.
You. It'll help you focus and, you know, gosh forbid, you get like super thirsty and distracted during the test. So,
okay.
Make yourself comfortable, bring some water.
Bring some water. So far, a good breakfast, water. And what would be one more final thing that we can do to take control of our energy levels throughout the day?
Yeah. So fresh air and exercise, I think are the best ways to wake up your mind and make sure that you're focused and you're ready to concentrate with all of your might,
with all of your power. I like that expression.
So, we've said before that the test starts early. Most test centers start at 9 a.m. And you're supposed to get there at least half an hour before, you know, check in, put your belongings in, get your passport ready, all that. But try to get in a little brisk walk outside, maybe just around the block, before that. And then as soon as the test finishes at noon, when you finish the writing, then again, just get outside, go for a walk, grab a healthy lunch, and then you could be ready for the speaking test in the afternoon.
Yeah. And don't forget, guys, don't underestimate the importance of walking for your brain functioning because, you know, how did Steve Jobs run his meetings? He ran them through walking meetings. He didn't sit down.
What?
Yeah, he would always go and hold his meetings walking around. I don't know, was it Palo Alto or Cupertino, whatever it was, with his partners, his team, his executives. They would walk and come up with great ideas. And for me,
that's fantastic.
That's true, right? I think we've talked about this before, Jessica. Like, good ideas always come to me personally when I'm walking. I mean, I'm not Steve Jobs here, but they do.
No, for sure. I come up with my best ideas when I'm not trying to come up with my best ideas, you know, like if I'm out for a bike ride or a run or even, I don't know, in the middle of a soccer game, I'll be like, oh, I have to remember to do this tomorrow. This is, you know, like really important. Yeah,
it's true.
Totally. Be active, you know, just get your blood flowing and your brain needs blood too, right? Mm-hmm. So get that blood pumping and refresh yourself.
Absolutely. Is there any other time during the day that we could go out and take that walk or is it only in the beginning of the day?
Yeah. So there's really no choice. You have to follow that schedule. So the morning is the tough part. So the most important thing is to have a brisk sort of walk and a good breakfast in the early morning before you get there, because once you're there, you have to sit down and take the listening test, the reading test, and the writing test. Right. So that's three hours that you're stuck. You're stuck in there. So super important to have a strategy for how to get some quick exercise before and after that 3 hour section.
And then, as you said, going out again after that morning session before your speaking session is also another good idea, right?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, more than once, many times, actually, there have been candidates who went home for a nap in the afternoon before their speaking test. Big mistake. Maybe it works for some people, but for most people, they come in late and groggy and they're not ready for their speaking test. So don't do that. Don't do that. Do something fun. Get outside. Do something to keep yourself active before the speaking test.
I know how it feels when you wake up from a nap in the middle of the day. You feel horrible. Ugh. You feel so dead and your brain is just not alive. So keep yourself moving. So what were the three things one more time, Jessica? It was good breakfast is number one.
Good breakfast. Yeah. Balanced breakfast. Something hearty and something with protein. So something substantial like bread or rice or oatmeal and then like an egg or some cheese.
Yeah, I like that. And then we said, bring some water. Take off the label on your water bottle, but bring some water.
Definitely bring a water bottle. Mm-hmm. Sin label, without the label.
Is that French?
French and Spanish and Italian. Is that like sin? Is that in all the three languages?
Maybe. I think so.
And then plan to have a walk before and after the big morning chunk of the test.
Very cool. So those three tips are our recommendations for how to maintain your energy throughout this test. Again, you can't control everything, right? But the things you can control, we need to really take control of.
Exactly. So plan it out. Plan your breakfast. Plan where you're going to walk. You know, just be as ready as you can. And that's all you can do.
Love it. Thanks for the tips, Jessica.
Yeah, my pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.